Yeah, Craighead had, I talked to the manager at Craighead late that night, and they had about 4,000 out of power. The next morning, I believe they counted somewhere near 500 broken poles, and that's when you get into a lot of work. So we discussed overnight getting some crews in. We sent eight men, two four-man crews, with bucket trucks, digger trucks, service trucks down. And I believe he also got some in from another neighboring co-op. But, you know, that's the good thing about, I mean, it's a tragic situation, obviously, but the good thing about restoring power is that, you know, all 900 cooperatives across the country work together. And when we don't have damage, we send help. If we have damage and we've had it before, we ask for help. But our men are ready to go at a moment's notice. And as I said, it was about midnight on Friday when we decided that it was the right thing to do. And they were on the road around 7 to 8 o'clock on Saturday morning heading to Northeast Arkansas.